The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. Oh, it lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and that summer wind, like painted kites, of those days and nights went flying by. The world was new beneath that blue umbrella sky. Softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I asked you to the summer wind. Wind, they have come and gone, but still those days, all those lonely days, I go on and on. And I guess who sighs is all advice, the nights that never end.
Hello everybody, welcome to the Michael Bublé Podcast with guest host Scott Keogh. That's me. And Michael Bublé could not make it today, mainly because he has no idea that this is even being podcasted. This is the very first unofficial Bublé podcast. There is no official one, so I thought I'd start one up and get some dialogue going so we can pay homage and tribute to the man, the myth, the legend, who is the Bublé. I'm going to talk about just a couple of topics today. I'm going to keep it very short since this is the first one, the inaugural, the numero uno. And I'm going to go ahead and put out my information so that you, the listener, can email with your suggestions, your ideas, your comments. And so next podcast, there'll be a whole slew of topics that we can go a little longer with. But today, just three topics. And I'm going to break it down by introducing myself a little bit. The second topic, we're going to talk about the new album, which I have no information on, so it's going to be all speculation, but a lot of fun speculation. And the third topic is the next U.S., Canada, and world tour for Michael. Okay, before I introduce myself, this is a free podcast, and so if you want to support this podcast, by all means, love to do that. Basically, just you can buy several of my songs. The one that most resembles Bublé just got put out a couple weeks ago, just went live on iTunes, and it is called It's All About You by Scott Keogh on iTunes. Hope you enjoy it, and it's just 99 cents, so that does help keep this podcast on and continuing. Another way you can do it is to spread the word, to hire myself to do a Michael Bublé tribute show, which I currently do across the country and Canada and pretty much anywhere, if the price is right. And to do that, simply go to my website, and all my hiring information, booking information, and press info is on the website, which is scottkeo.com. That's scottkeo.com. All right, let's dig in here. Topic number one is myself. Who is this guest host hosting a Michael Bublé podcast? Well, my name is Scott Keogh, and I am a little different than Bublé in the fact that I did not grow up listening to Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy D, and the whole nine yards, and Tony Bennett. I've heard of them, and I listened to them from time to time at dinner, at a wedding, but it wasn't my thing. I was more of the hip-hop, R&B, rock and roll, Van Halen, Bobby Brown, you know, that type of stuff. Whereas Bublé, you know, he's been passionate about the American Songbook from day one. So I had to do some catching up on that, and I didn't realize how great it was until 2005 when I first heard Michael sing the song Home. That was my first song I ever heard Bublé sing. And unlike Bublé, I have been a wedding DJ for the last 10 years of my life, and it's pretty ironic in the fact that Bublé himself never wanted to be a wedding singer. And I am a wedding singer that does a Michael Bublé tribute. So in 2005, I was doing a wedding, and it was a particularly rough week and a very hard weekend emotionally. And I remember that was just a difficult, difficult week in my life. And I heard the song Home, and it instantly became mine and my wife's song from that point on. And I started playing Bublé music at weddings in Phoenix, Arizona, every chance I got. So I introduced much of Arizona to Bublé music because I would average between 100 and 150 people at my weddings almost every Saturday, and definitely every Saturday and most Fridays and some Sundays every weekend of the year. So if you do the math, you know, that's thousands of Arizonians that got introduced to Bublé music, and they'd come up to my table, my DJ table, and say, "Who is that? Is that Harry Connick Jr.? Who is this?" And so I got that a lot. And so that's my start. And then in 2011, I realized, you know what? I like his music so much, it's time that I emulate that sound and bring this to shows, you know, for a lesser price than Bublé commands, obviously, and just to pay tribute to such an incredible artist with incredible music, and I just enjoy doing it so much that it made sense, and I've been doing it ever since. So that is my story as far as the Bublé tribute, and I've continued to do that across the country, solo or opening for people, or I'll jump in with a Rat Pack sometimes. Just depends on where I'm at and what the situation calls for. But it is an absolute blast to do his special type of music with a swinging band that's really kicking it. And that's just makes my cells bounce. It's so much fun. So that is my story so far, and I'll elaborate on myself and what I'm doing in future shows. Topic number two, the new album. I'm not even sure that he's recording a new album. I'm just assuming and guessing it. By virtue of his concerts coming to a halt, he finally finished up his tour, which he's pretty much been gigging, seems like, since he was age 13 across this planet, and he's relentless with that. Just unbelievable stamina and vocal endurance to be performing as many shows as he does per year. And my hat's off to how much he works at his craft, and the success, you know, has paid off for that. So it's awesome in every way. Anyways, he's come to a stop temporarily for concerts, which the guy needs a break. He tours like crazy, and I'm sure he deserves it, and I'm sure he's enjoying it. So I'm guessing his next album will be soon. He's probably going to take some of this downtime to jump into a studio and record it. So what I like to talk about is that new album and what's going to be on it. I can almost guarantee there'll be at least one, probably two original songs on that album, because he's always writing on his tour and on his downtime. And that's just what singer-songwriters do, is they find inspiration in different places and different people. So I'm guessing that there's going to be at least two original songs, for sure one. In addition to his original songs, and by the way, on the originals, I hope that he does one slow and two fast ones. On the cover songs, the cover side of things, I've always wanted to hear him do Fly Me to the Moon. I think that'd be a great cover for Bublé to do. Cheek to Cheek would be a great option, I think. So Fly Me to the Moon, Cheek to Cheek. What else? Oh, Ain't That a Kick in the Head by Dean Martin. I've always wanted to see him do that one. Let's see, what else could he do? Oh, here's what I'd love to hear him do. As Long as I'm Singing by Bobby Darin. Bublé, if I were to pick who he most resembles between Frank Sinatra, Elvis, Bobby Darin, Tony Bennett, Dean Martin, and yeah, he's a mix of all of those people, but I think Bobby Darin, sometimes, he's the closest to. Just Bobby had that extra kick in his step, that's above Sinatra. Sinatra was, you know, the lounge king, and he could really, you know, have a command the audience with any tempo. But Darren had a lot of faster tempo songs that really had a swing to it, and he kept it real tight. So it wasn't just a bunch of jazz riffs. It was solid songs and solid singing with a crazy fast beat. So I hope he does the song called "As Long as I'm Singing." So those are my requests. If he's listening, if you're listening, Michael, those are my requests. Now, what I want to get from you, the listener, is your requests. So email me at scottkeo@scottkeo.com. Email me your request, what you want to hear on Michael's new album, and that way we can talk about it. Who knows? Maybe this will be an influence on him, and he will take it to heart and put a couple of those songs on his new album. If not, no big deal. It's going to be great no matter what, because he is MB. All right, topic number three. Speaking of touring and concerts, here is just an idea that I had, and want to kick it off to the listening audience here, and that is, wouldn't it be great and fun if, on his next tour, if we could Facebook him or Twitter or something, some kind of communication, maybe even on the website, some sort of chat device, and put in our request for the top five songs that we would like as a fan, as a ticket-going fan, to hear him sing at one of his concerts. And he could compile that, and just, you know, his manager could take a look at that and go, all right, here's what your audience wants you to play at your concerts. And I think that'd be great, because then he would figure out, these are the people who had bought tickets for this show in Atlanta or in Phoenix or in San Diego, and they've all voted, these are the top 10, top 15, whatever, songs that my fans want to hear at my show. I've always thought that'd be a great, real interactive idea, and wait for him to even take that interaction to the next level. All right. That was the first podcast. I want to give a shout out to Tim Reichert. Tim, if you're listening, what's up, brother? I miss you and your comic skills. For those who don't know, Tim Reichert is a world-class comedian that used to open for Michael Bublé for 2 years, and I believe it was 200 shows. I think the years was 2005 and 2004, if I'm not mistaken. And he just ripped it apart every time, and he's still doing it for Carnival Cruise Lines. And so, Tim Reichert, and this goes out to you and your wife. Cheers. In conclusion, everybody, email me your ideas for the next Michael Bublé podcast. Your ideas, your fun Bublé facts that people might get a kick out of, and I will read them on the next podcast, whenever that may be. So, again, we're going to keep this nice and short for the very first one, just sort of an introduction, see what kind of reaction we get. And maybe we'll have some interviews and some guests. And, of course, Michael Bublé himself is always welcome to join the Michael Bublé podcast. We don't want to exclude him from it. And that's it for now. Just a final shout-out to some of my fans, friends, and sponsors. All my fans, SLE, Dinaholics, Dave Halston, Derry and Anthem V-Ball Crew, BC, Corey J, Kelly, Thanks for the Crib, Breaky, Smiley, and Casey Kasem, DeVincentis, Livingston's, Paula Zottis, Kios, Kenny Powers, J Meds, Hanson, City of Burlington, Red Bull, Sasquashington, Shabro, and my very best friend, Tracy. Cheers, everybody. His lullabies, the nights that never end. My fickle friend, the summer wind, warm, warm summer wind.